an answer to what I'm saying. Do you need the mic?
Can you hear me back? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah,
okay,
so
I have to. This is horrible.
Sorry. I have to use the mic. Thing that I don't like, because I really like to walk, and so now I have to stand here still, and that's kind of the worst thing that can happen to a speaker. So my name is Frank Schoenberg, and I'm a Wikipedian, and I started to edit on the German Wikipedia. Do you have one? Oh, thank you so much.
I started to edit the German Wikipedia in 2005, and I moved to the United States in 2008. And yay! Oh, much better. Thank you so much. This is much better. I feel much better now. So I moved to the United States in 2008, and now I'm living in California, and I'm working for the Wikimedia Foundation, and we started a project that is called the Public Policy Initiative. Sue Gardner mentioned it today. And now we're taking this project to the next level. So that's my that's the title of my presentation. Whoops. So this is kind of, let's do it again, because I think it's pretty cool. Like, I really like it. So that's the title of my presentation, Taking Wikipedia and Higher Education to the Next Level. And that means we just announced this month the start of a global education program. And I'm very excited about that. So first of all, here's what I'm going to talk about. So the past year, I'm going to tell you more about the public policy initiative, what that is, and what we're doing over the last 12 months. And that's pretty much point 2 to 4, it's pretty much the second part of my presentation, and that's going to be, what are the target locations for expansion now, what is our growth estimate, and what are our plans to achieve that growth? So now let's start with a short introduction. So here's what we were seeing in 2009, and that's the number of university professors who were using the Wikipedia in the classroom. So this is the English Wikipedia, and as you can see, university professors started pretty early. So Wikipedia got started in 2001, and professors started pretty early to use Wikipedia in the classroom. And if you look at that growth, we thought, wow, we looked at that and we thought, wow, that's amazing. How many more professors per year we're starting to use Wikipedia in the classroom. And to use Wikipedia in the classroom means they were assigning their students to write Wikipedia articles. So instead of writing a traditional term paper, students were writing Wikipedia articles on the English Wikipedia. And that's what you see here. So between 2007 and 2009, we had 59 university projects on the English Wikipedia, and I know there are projects like that on other Wikipedia language versions as well. So, for example, on the German Wikipedia, we had the same thing. So what we did is we thought, okay, how can we help teachers? How can we make it better? We know that some people were struggling with assigning their students to write Wikipedia articles. And so we started a 17-month pilot project. And we did that on the English Wikipedia, and we did it with public policy. Because we thought, well, public policy, that's an area that is really underdeveloped on the English Wikipedia. And if we can do it with public policy, you know, articles, on legislation and so on, there might be more fights on articles like that than if you write about dogs. I mean, well, Wikipedians can have long discussions about dogs as well, but we wanted to do it with public policy. So that's what we did, and we're just about to wrap this up. So students write Wikipedia articles. And when we started the program, we started to talk to teachers, and we didn't know so how many educators would be willing to do this in the United States. And our initial goal was for two semesters. So the fall semester in 2010 and the spring semester in 2011. And our goal was to have 17 universities on board. So what happened was we didn't end up with 17 universities, to tell the truth. Huh? No. Oops. Ah! No, stop! 32. Okay, 32. So it was. So the interesting thing was, and I was really surprised to see that. The interesting thing was that we got a lot more interest than we ever expected. Instead of, we were talking to professors, and we were saying, hey, we're from the Wikimedia Foundation. First of all, when we were reaching out to them, most professors didn't believe us. They said, well, we can't imagine that someone from Wikipedia would reach out to us. That sounds like very weird. Oh yeah, I can. This is not this is not the whole list. We had Harvard, Berkeley. We had a certain strategy. So we talked to some of the well-known universities in the United States first. So when we came to Syracuse University, they said, "So who did you talk to?" And we said, "Oh, we talked to the guys from Harvard." And the people from Syracuse University said, "So what did they say?" And we said, "Well, they're on board." And then the people from Syracuse said, "Oh, we're going to be on board as well." So, actually, what we saw was that really many people didn't say, "Oh no, Wikipedia, we don't want to have anything to do with that." Right? That was the situation when I started editing the German Wikipedia in 2005. Like, Wikipedia, what's that? Like, you could ask people, and then some people said, "Oh, we don't like that, and we don't want to have anything to do with that." Here, in our case, it was that people said, "Oh, Wikipedia, yeah, my students are using it every day, obviously. Most of what they're doing is copy and paste, but come in, tell us more about what you're gonna do." So we ended up in two semesters. So this is, as I said, fall and spring together, we ended up with 800 students. And those students wrote or contributed to the English Wikipedia 8.8 million characters. So how much is that? Like 8.8 million characters, is that a lot or maybe not? So we looked at it, and it's about 5,800 pages. And I just want to resonate what the last speaker was saying, because what we discovered was that students are much more enthusiastic when they write Wikipedia articles. They are writing for a global audience. So what they do is not like some teachers in the United States even call that, and we didn't come up with that term, some teachers in the United States call that a throwaway assignment. So you write a term paper, and either your professor reads it, or the teaching assistant reads it, or nobody reads it. Well, it could happen. So the students were extremely unhappy about that, and the teachers were unhappy about that as well. So now what happened was the students put their content on Wikipedia, and everything was immediately visible. And they got readers. So some students, we encouraged them to do that. They put their article on the main page. So on the main page of the English Wikipedia. So they got like 3,000 readers a day. And that was a really amazing thing. We had one student who improved the article on the National Democratic Party, Egypt, in October, like last year. What he didn't know, right? National Democratic Party in Egypt, like that was the ruling party at that time. What he didn't know, there was a revolution in Egypt a few months later. And while in October 2010, there were only a couple of people, like 100 maybe per month, who were looking at that article, it was 30,000 readers in January, February of the next year when that revolution took place. So that was really exciting, and it was exciting for the teacher as well. She said never had one of her students such an impact. So that was exciting for her. So here's something that we created, because we clearly saw, most of the teachers said, well, actually, we don't know a lot about Wikipedia, and this sounds like it's going to be a lot more work for us. And we don't want to get into the nitty-gritty details of how Wikipedia works, what the policies are, and so on. So what we did is we realized, okay, using Wikipedia in the classroom is a lot more work for the teacher. How can we support the educators to make it more easy for them? And there are two things we did. The first one is we created a couple of support materials. So support materials means written, printed materials, like a brochure. Welcome to Wikipedia. Here's how you do your first edit. Here's how you make your first steps on Wikipedia. Also, another brochure that is called Evaluating Wikipedia Article Quality, where we tell the students, hey, you look at this article, here are some signs of bad quality, and here are some signs of good quality. And you have to judge, you have to really open your eyes. Using Wikipedia in the classroom is a lot about digital media literacy. That's important. And the teachers told us, yeah, that's really important to us as well. We want to teach our students digital media literacy. And then we created videos. So they're video materials. All these materials are free of charge. You can download it. You can just click on a link. And you can watch a video where someone explains how to create a user account on Wikipedia. So that's number one. That's what we did. And number two is this. Number two is the Wikipedia Ambassador Program. Because we thought, okay, if the teachers had someone on the campus, and that might be teaching assistants, but might be just volunteers, who are interested in helping others in teaching. They're really eager to teach something. So we trained those volunteers, and we made them Wikipedia campus ambassadors. And so the campus ambassadors are supporting, and I think I have a slide for that. So they introduce the students to Wikipedia editing. That's what the campus ambassadors do at the beginning of the semester. And then they support the teachers with integrating Wikipedia into the syllabus. We created a sample syllabus based on what some of the teachers brought back to us as feedback. What the campus ambassadors also do, they provide support for the students during the semester. So we have campus ambassadors, we have online ambassadors, and so in the case a student says, well, all those weird wiki technology, I don't know how to create a table on Wikipedia. That student can go to a chat room. It's kind of like old technology, IRC. I don't know how many of you use IRC on a daily basis, but we made it kind of easier for them to use it. You just, on Wikipedia, you click on a link and a window opens and there are people who are gonna help you. In that case, how do I create a table? Okay, here's someone, they're experienced Wikipedians who can help you to do that. So how did it work? First of all, we trained the campus ambassadors. That was the first step. So that we knew that there was enough, like the quality of our support was sufficient. That's really important because the teachers trust us that we provide that support. So the campus ambassadors go to a two-day training specially designed for campus ambassadors. Second one is the campus ambassadors met with the professors and they did planning, like the planning of how do I integrate Wikipedia into my course? Third step was the campus ambassadors were going into the classes giving an introduction. Here's how you start editing. Most of them did that like in two sessions, like third week and fourth week. And then the students, and this is really about critical thinking. And that's what we've learned, that is really important to the teachers. The students start to analyze the existing Wikipedia articles. And they take a look at it. And they try to decide, okay, is this a good Wikipedia article? Or is it a Wikipedia article that can be improved? And where can it be improved? And where, like, and that's the next step. They start the research. Where are the sources? Where are the materials that I can cite? And then the next step, the students start writing. And the last step is evaluation. And evaluation is kind of difficult. You've said like version history on Wikipedia. Most of the professors who got back to us, who gave us feedback, said, well, going through, one had a course of like 125 students. So imagine you had to go through Wikipedia article version history for 125 students, right? So that's quite a lot of work. So what some teachers did is they told their students to write a reflective paper. Here's what I did with that Wikipedia article. Here's what I improved. And then they gave a presentation. So this is one of the students giving a presentation on what he did with his Wikipedia article. So now we're gonna, this was the past year. Now we're gonna grow this. We know it's successful. We know it works. We've developed a model. And now we're rolling it out to other countries. So what are the target locations for our global education program in year one? So it's Canada. It's the United Kingdom. It's Germany, Brazil, and India. Not yet. Not yet. So what you can see is, like, we have that infrastructure on the English Wikipedia that makes it easier for us to roll out the program in countries like Canada and the UK, and in India as well. I mean, in India, English is the language of education. So most of the professors who are going to work in India in this program are going to assign their students to write Wikipedia articles on the English Wikipedia. We also have one class that's going to write articles in Marathi. The language that is spoken in Maharashtra. I hope I got it right. And we also got a lot of interest from Germany, and we know that there are existing support structures on the German Wikipedia, like a mentoring program, and maybe we can work with that. And then India and Brazil, and I guess, how many of you have been to the presentation that Sue Gardner gave this morning? Like most of you? Some of you didn't. Okay, so just as a reminder, so we're working, that's our 5-year strategy for the Wikimedia Foundation. We're working to make people in the global south work on Wikipedia, because our vision is to create an encyclopedia that has like the wealth of all knowledge, and not only the knowledge of the people in the richer countries in the north. So Brazil and India are really important for us in the next year. So here's what you can see. This is June. This is not long ago. We went to Pune in India. That was our first step towards starting an education program in India. And the surprising thing was that, and we didn't know that. I went to India and, so I'm the guy in the back there. So we went to India and we didn't know, is this going to work in another country as well? Like, India has a different education system and might be more difficult. But what we've learned after a few days was that teachers in India were as excited about this program as teachers in the United States were. And right now, and I will give you some numbers. So here's the growth estimate. I don't have a growth estimate for the United Kingdom and for Germany because we're still working on that. We're still working with the chapters. So sorry for that. But this is Canada. We have we thought we would have 80 students in our program in the next semester, and we have 230. This is India. Actually, we wanted to start with a small pilot, right? 180 students is already kind of a scary number because you have to train enough campus ambassadors, online ambassadors, and so on. So now we ended up with 900 students, and so that's a big challenge. And then in the United States, we're going to have 1,600 students enrolled in the program next fall. So this is our growth estimate. And here's where we started last year, and this is this year. We already know that we're above this number, and we think that we're going to reach the number of more than 10,000 students in our global education program earlier than 2012. So last thing. How are we planning to achieve that growth, right? That's pretty much like 10,000 students in the program. That's a lot. So here's how we're going to plan to achieve that growth. We're going to open the program up to other topic areas. I said, okay, we started with public policy, but now we're encouraging professors from other topic areas like history, biology, and so on, to let their students write Wikipedia articles. Second, we encourage volunteers to take leadership roles. And just let me skip a few slides. So the one thing that we do is we have some of the things that staff members were doing in the United States we're not going to do anymore. So because we want the volunteers, the Wikipedia volunteers, to take ownership of that program. So we're going to work with regional ambassadors in the United States, and they're going to organize, they're going to recruit teachers and things like that, and talk to universities. And then the third point, and that's kind of my last slide now, we're building a new infrastructure. And that's what we call the education portal. So what's the education portal? It's going to be an online training for ambassadors. So we've seen that if all of our Wikipedia ambassadors go through a two-day training in person, that's really difficult. It's expensive. It's difficult to organize. So we want them to get trained online. Then the second thing is, how do we match educators with volunteers? So right now we're doing that on Wikipedia. That's kind of it's not as clean as we want it to be. We want someone who's a teacher somewhere in India to click on a map and to say, hey, where are the campus ambassadors and the people who can support me that are living next to me? Then the grading support, I already mentioned it, like the version history is kind of scary. We want to have a tool where the professor clicks on a Wikipedia article and everything gets highlighted that specific student contributed to that article. And then the last point, sharing of materials. We just had, last month, we had the first Wikipedia and Higher Education Summit. We brought all the people from the first two semesters together in Boston, and we asked them, so what are the things that you would like to have? And what they said is, we want to share our materials with each other. We have all those syllabi, we have all those experiences we've had, and we want to share it with others. So sharing experiences, storytelling, and so on will also be part of the new education portal. And we hope that we're going to roll this out globally by the end of this year. Okay, thank you very much for your... What are your questions? Okay.
What do you mean by roll out globally? Do you start all over the world, or what's the plan?
What we're doing is we start with a few countries to see how this works. Like, is it something that that teachers find useful or not? So we've never done something like that before, and we want to be careful. Like, we don't want to do the wrong thing, because like this is important that we give the appropriate support, I think. So we want to be slowly get into other countries. What else? How does it work for the students? What?
The students, all the students in the classroom are collaborating
in
the same article?
No. The teachers, actually what the teachers did was they were using different models. Some were letting their students work in groups. And we asked the students, and the students said, oh, we don't like that. Because it's always one person who's writing something then. And all the others like, yeah, exactly. So, but some of the professors did that. And like, for us it's important, we don't want to tell the professors what to do in the classroom. Like, they're in charge. We want to support them. So what we can say is that for most of them, it worked best when one student wrote one article or improved one article. That's what our experience was. Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that by the time you come to Israel, you'll learn from all your mistakes all around the world.
Okay.
But as you can, you heard Ori, you heard Hana, and expanding on what they say, we are trying to do these things around Israel. And the question is, how do we, as a volunteer, I think I could certainly benefit from some sort of learning and support from the.
Absolutely. Let's work together. I didn't know that. I didn't know that you're. Okay, so I didn't know that you were planning. Like I, yeah. So let's get together. That's what. Yeah. Well, yeah. We brought one exactly. So just to repeat for those who couldn't understand. Like, we brought one volunteer from Israel to San Francisco to a workshop. We started to talk about that. But you know what we can do? That's what Wikimania is for, right? To come together and to talk about things like that. So I would be more than happy if you would be interested in doing something similar. Last question?
Uh-huh.
No, so the question is, what are the ambassadors? Is that someone who comes from the Wikimedia Foundation or from that school? Actually, it's people who are for the campus ambassadors. It's people who are local. So because we found out that having in-person, face-to-face communication with someone, like the campus ambassadors go into the classroom, they give a presentation about Wikipedia, is something that the students like, because it's trust building, right? And so the campus ambassadors are local. They're just normal volunteers. They're people who apply, who send an email to specific email address, and who say, I'm interested in doing that, I'm good at teaching others. And then some of them get selected, and they do it. And actually, like, what I find interesting is, like, I gave an interview to a journalist like half a year ago, and she couldn't understand that we were not giving those people an iPad or something. She couldn't understand why someone would do that. And I explained, well, actually, like, that's what Wikipedia is based on, right? That people do that and they enjoy doing it. And I talked to some of the people here that were on one of my earliest slides, the people from India, and they said, you know what, we were using Wikipedia for like 3 or 4 years now, and we never knew how to give something back, because we know that we are not good article writers. That's not our skill, but our skill is to teach other people something. So now we have, through opening up this program for people from outside, we have people who just want to give something back to Wikipedia because they're using it every day and they have teaching skills, so there is a new role for them and they can be campus ambassadors. And also the online ambassadors. So the online ambassadors is people who are experienced Wikipedians, who know everything about like the Wikipedia policies, and they're essential for this program as well as the campus ambassadors, because sometimes like the students run into problems. There's someone nasty who wants to delete a page or wants to take something like wants to revert them. So having the online ambassadors who are experienced Wikipedians is good as well. It's really important. Okay, thank you very much.